Dispatches from Dakar.
Mama Africa.
Audio reports from the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, Senegal, produced for broadcast on campus and community radio stations globally. In this segment of Dispatches from Dakar, we will hear from Ahmed Jaradat of the Alternative Information Center in Palestine, who speaks about activities in Dakar, Senegal, during the World Social Forum, working to build solidarity with Palestine. Ahmed speaks on the importance of the World Social Forum process as a global gathering in which the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions BDS campaign against the Israeli state has made major steps forward. The World Social Forum in Dakar saw multiple Palestinian events with hundreds of participants that will lead to a global day of protest on March 30th, Palestinian Land Day.
Mama Africa.
The World Social Forum is so very important for the Palestinians because actually the World Social Forum is focusing on the problems of the people, and Palestine issue is a core in the discussion and in the events and in the activities of the World Social Forums since 10 years ago from the beginning, because actually the Palestinian issue is representative, the struggle between the people who are looking for freedom, the people who are looking for justice, The people who are looking for peace, and this is some very important elements in the World Social Forum. And it's known that World Social Forum is a response against the capitalist globalization, against the war, against the damaging of the environment, and totally and against the violations of human rights. And Palestinians, the human rights in Palestine is violated day by day by the occupation. So this is important. More than this, what's more important is that the World Social Forum and the many, many social movements and the NGOs and activists who are participating in the World Social Forum decided to make not only a solidarity by speech, but actually they start in the last few years to speak about actions. Yes. And last World Social Forum in Belém, the IC of the World Social Forum took a decision to make a solidarity action with the Palestinians in 30 of March, which is the land day in Palestine, to be a day of solidarity with the Palestinians. And it's, this solidarity action happened in many, many cities, in many, many countries over all the world. This year in Dakar, the people start discuss seriously the BDS against the occupation, against Israel. And yesterday there is big meeting and deep discussion how to move and how to push the BDS. And how to run it, where it is exist in Europe, in North America, in many places, and how also to push it to be in Africa. So here we are speaking about real actions, real solidarity with the Palestinians who are suffering from the occupation, and whereas their rights is violated day by day, and the basic rights of the Palestinians is violating here.
You feel that the World Social Forum process has been an important space to push forward the BDS movement?
Of course. At the time that the people who participate in the World Social Forum represented the civil society organizations, the human rights organizations, the defender of the human rights. So this is a good and very important space where the Palestinian issue should be discussed, and the Palestinians should move actively in this forums.
Sure. How do you feel? You're coming from the occupied West Bank, now you're in Dakar, Senegal, you're organizing for Palestine. How does it feel for you to be here?
That I am taking a message and I am discussing my country issue in a faraway place, and the reaction of the people and the interest of the people who are deep in solidarity with the Palestinians, I feel that my country is so very, very close to me.
Well, yesterday, maybe you can quickly describe what happened. Many, many students.
Yeah. For example, more than 200 people attended the BDS meeting. And, of course, a lot of people who knows and who are leading, actually, the BDS in Europe and in Canada and other places. But what is make me happy a lot, that a lot of Senegalese and the students who come and it seems for me that most of them, the first time that know about what is going on in Palestine, and they stayed 2 hours or more, and they are give serious attention, and they wrote. All most of them wrote what they are heard from the people, which and here in Africa this is important, and the student is more important in, to engage seriously in the BDS. And what we know now that there is a committee established in Senegal to lead and to make the BDS as a continuous action. It's not occasionally just. This is a big achievement.
Yes. So you're going to be going back to Palestine soon at a time when the entire political establishment, the PA, is facing a lot of pressure for its negotiating away of many very big issues central to Palestine. But you're from civil society. So it seems in Palestine there's now two political tracks. There's the PA and the civil society. Can you reflect on that? Because you're all the way here in Senegal networking with people from around the world. And Mahmoud Abbas is sitting in a U.S. compound in Ramallah.
We know that Oslo Agreement from the beginning is divided the Palestinian into two sides who are believed to have real justice and real freedom for the Palestinians. And Oslo Agreement as a project, actually. And we know now they are in crisis, no negotiation, and the settlements expanded, and the violation is going on, and Israel didn't give anything for Mahmoud Abbas. We are in the civil society, and from the beginning, actually, a lot of statements, a lot of opinion raised that this is not the way, the good and the best way to have your freedom. My impression when I see the civil society who are participating in such forums, because we know that this is long-term struggle, and we know that the peace process will not achieve for us anything. In my opinion, that the civil society are sitting in a place while the authority is sitting in another place.
Exactly.
And this make serious and deep division in the Palestinian society, because and this is touch the most element that we should have victory. In the liberation stage, you should not have your liberation without two conditions.
Okay.
The first one is the national unity. This is important. This is the history of the liberation movements everywhere. The second one is the clear political position. And unfortunately in Palestine, two conditions are absent. There is no common political clear position regarding to the struggle, many agendas. In addition to the national community, is not exist actually. Because of this, such forums and the movement of the social movements and civil society and the intellectuals and the parties, trade unions, so is very important at this time.
So the idea of the World Forum on Palestine Solidarity, what do you think of this?
Of course, this is a new achievement from for Palestine, and here we should not only thanks, but we should appreciate a lot the interest of the social movements over all the world, and the organizations and the activists and the movements who are engaging in the World Social Forum. It means for us that they are still taking our issue in good way, and so this will be a big achievement actually, and we are so very happy. We feel that we are not alone in the in our struggle. We have a lot of friends and a lot of people who are in solidarity with us, because they are in solidarity with the freedom that they are implement what they are thinking.
Okay. Can you describe where we are now? Just describe, because we have the Palestine tent. Right, so
in Dakar University, actually we are very close to the entrance of the university. We are in a place where there's a lot of activists from over all the world, movements and intellectuals are moving here, discussing a lot of issues, important issues for the human being, and mostly we are very, very close to the Palestinian tent, which is in the heart of the forum, in the heart of the university, and it's very, most of the people who are moving, it's very close to them.
And this is where you've been having all the workshops the last few days.
Yes, yes. This is our address as a delegation, and also, as you see, all the time is full of people, not only Palestinians, but many, many people, like students, like activists, like human rights defenders, and who are coming to built our tent, Palestinian tent.
Mama, 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 mama Africa, oh.
Mama Africa.
You have been listening to an interview with Ahmed Jaradat from the Alternative Information Center in Palestine, speaking on activities in Dakar, Senegal at the World Social Forum that focused on building solidarity with Palestine. We heard about the importance of the World Social Forum as a global gathering in which the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, BDS, campaign against the Israeli state has made major steps forward. The World Social Forum in Dakar saw multiple Palestinian events with hundreds of participants that will lead to a global day of protest on March 30th, Palestinian Land Day. For more information, visit www.bdsmovement.net. Music in this report was by artist Makan Jay of Senegal. This interview has been produced for broadcast on campus and community radio stations globally by Stefan Christoph.